Imagine that you help run Reddit, a site for what is arguably the most opinionated audience on Earth. And then imagine you had to redesign Reddit. How might that go? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Redesigns are tricky business, especially when your audience is super passionate. Remember that time Snap redesigned its app and then its stock hit an all-time low? Well, Reddit is rolling out the biggest redesign in its 10-year history. The changes come on the heels of a long effort to clean up the conversations that were happening on Reddit. Now, the site's traffic has more than doubled over the last couple of years to 330 million visitors a month, and the company wants to make it easier to use. As you might imagine, reactions to the redesign range from worst thing that ever happened to, well, right now it's kind of just a lot of that. Chris Lowe is Reddit's chief technical officer and founding engineer. I spoke to him recently at a conference in New Orleans and asked him about the joy and the terror of upsetting the Redditors.
It's definitely complicated. The trick with Reddit, of course, is that the UI has been otherwise kind of pretty static for the last 8 years. And so everyone's kind of used to it, even though the aesthetic is usually described as dystopian Craigslist. And so we had a lot of possible upside for the redesign. And the nice thing, of course, is since a lot of we OGs are back, there's an opportunity to like redesign it and at the same time also be our own beta testers because we're also really hardcore Reddit users.
When you say the OGs are back, you mean the original executives?
Yeah. Think of the original six of us, there's four of us that are back. So, we get to do our own beta testing, which is great.
And so what is the goal? More users? I mean, are you trying to expand the base?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of refined our mission down to be to try to provide belonging and community for everyone, which really means we have to basically expand the number of users who, come to Reddit and don't immediately get, rejected by our very kind of brutalist design. The last 10 years, there's been a whole evolution in what people expect from websites. And, one of the things we had in the redesign was actually card view, like giant images where you can actually kind of come through and scroll and look. And I think a lot of even core users come to Reddit for just like, every once in a while, it's just for the cats.
Kind of often. Yeah. For me.
It's sort of a
core functionality. Mm-hmm.
So there's the brutalist design. There has also, of course, historically been the brutalist user base. Is this redesign aimed at also kind of facilitating good conversation?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, one of the core bits of Reddit that actually I think is a main differentiator is the fact that we actually talk to our own community actively. Steve will put up a post every couple months and, hear what's going on, basically tell people what's going on, explain the decisions we're making, and then have a really honest conversation with the community. And, if we didn't do that, Reddit is otherwise a great platform for criticizing Reddit. And so we get a chance to really kind of go in and discuss with the community what they're doing.
So there's been a ton of, everybody's talking about discourse, like the American discourse right now. And on our Make Me Smart podcast, we talked to Steve Huffman a year and a half ago, I think, about, sort of cleaning up Reddit and improving conversation. And I got to say, it feels to me like real discourse is happening there in a way that maybe has failed to happen on Facebook or Twitter. Do you think that's fair? Do you think that, of course you're going to agree, but like, do you feel like it's working?
I mean, it feels overall good. I mean, I think that the thing about Reddit is we've always emphasized long-form discourse, which is really not found many places else on the web right now. I think some of the best comments on Reddit end up being these, you'll see an article posted and the first comment is going to be a dismantling with references that somebody sat down and actually wrote. And I can't think of another platform where that actually happens. Well, it's either that or it's a silly joke, it's one-liner, but it is the internet after all. And I think that, our job from the very beginning has always been to, it feels like if we have to get involved, something has gone drastically wrong. And so we try very hard to have a light hand and to make sure that we have kind of structures and policies for self-policing. And overall, it's been working really well.
And does it feel like, as opposed to a very heavy-handed walled garden situation like Facebook, where it's just going to manipulate kind of what you end up seeing and reward you for engaging, even if that engaging is yelling at someone, that really just, like society, could work better if people are generally free and able to self-police?
Well, I think that what saves us to a large extent is the fact that everything's in the open. We have an open API where we've allowed third-party clients to basically build whatever they want. Everything you post is on your profile page. All of our communities that are high traffic are open. And so you have this capacity to not just see what people are talking about, but what they're talking about elsewhere. And, I think that the astonishing thing for me, for the most part, has been that anonymity can actually lead to a lot of authenticity. There's not this fear of, you know, you have your own personal brand to kind of keep up. It's like you're just being you, and your username is almost like the label of all of your history. And so it means that you can have things like discussions about depression that are actually honest. We have like depression support groups that I can't think of anywhere else where that would actually work. We have all sorts of substance abuse subreddits where people can go in and just talk about the fact that they're, you know, they're thinking about relapsing, and they can actually have an honest discussion with the community about that. And it's just amazing to watch.
Chris Lowe is the CTO and founding engineer of Reddit. I spoke with him at a conference in New Orleans. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.